In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to begin by repeating the first line we heard in the gospel today. Jesus says, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." In the 1930s, Louise Lowenfels was a young woman in a faithful Orthodox Jewish family. As a very young girl, she felt this deep attraction to the Catholic Church, and she would walk a mile to this closest church and slip into Mass, and she would pray and listen. But one day, when she was leaving Mass, she found her mother waiting outside. And so her mother escorted her home, together with Luis's brother, punished her severely. But Luis kept hearing this inner voice telling her to go. Now, from her age 19 to 20, she was becoming a kindergarten assistant at a school that was run by some Franciscan sisters. And it was here she could finally begin to take instructions to become Catholic. Now, at some point, her mother discovered a crucifix that she had hidden in her room. And she confronted Luis about it. Luis confessed that she was determined to become Catholic. And so her family members gathered together to pray what they call Shiva, which is still prayed today. It's the Jewish prayers of the dead. From that moment, she was excluded from the Jewish community. She was considered dead to them. But in November 1935, because she couldn't be stopped, she kept going. She was finally baptized, and she took a new name, Maria Aloysia, and she was filled with joy. However, and you may have thought about this, this is happening in a country known as Germany against the backdrop of the Nazi control. And although Luis was now Catholic, she was still ethnically Jewish. And so in 1936, she fled to the Netherlands. And here, on December 8, 1937, she was accepted into the Congregation of the Poor Handmaids of Jesus Christ, and she was now called Sister Aloysia. In 1940, she made her vows, and she was ecstatic. But in May of that same year, 1940, the Nazis invaded the Netherlands, and Sister Aloysia told a fellow sister, "Now they will come soon to pick me up. I can feel it." So her family still kept in touch with her, and they did offer to take her to the United States. They were going. They were fleeing to the United States. And they told her, under one condition, you have to give up being Catholic. She wouldn't, so she stayed. And then on July 26, 1942, the bishops of the Netherlands had a letter read from every pulpit in every Catholic parish in the country, defending the Jews and denouncing the Nazi persecution of the Jews. Retaliation was swift. The following Sunday, August 2nd, at 6:30 in the morning, a bell rang at Sister Aloysia's convent. The local policeman and two SS officers were at the door. And at their request, Sister Aloysia came to the parlor. One of the officers asked, "Are you Luis Lowenfels?" And she responded, "Yes." "Then we have to take you along immediately." She was told she was allowed to go collect a couple of things, and she went first straight to the chapel, and there the priest was preparing for Mass, and he dropped everything and gave her Holy Communion. The Nazis had decided that the best retaliation would be to round up Jews who had become Catholic. It was, to them, it was perfect irony. So she received her last communion, and then calm and resigned, she said goodbye at the convent door and was placed in a police van which drove away. It all took 15 minutes. Then on August 7th, she and other Catholic Jews were placed on a train bound for the infamous Auschwitz concentration camp. She arrived at Auschwitz on August 9th and immediately was taken with the others to a place labeled showers where she was gassed and then unceremoniously dumped into a mass grave. 83 people in total, men, women, children, religious, lay, priests, they all lost their lives that day because they were converts who professed the Catholic faith. Louise Lowenfels, Sister Maria Aloysia, could have saved her life by going to America with her family, but she chose to remain with her spouse, Jesus Christ, and his church. As our Lord said today, whoever finds his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So like the first apostle, Sister Aloysia had left everything. She left everything to follow Christ. And like them, it cost her her life in this world. But now she lives forever. Her life is a testament to each one of us and a really big challenge. Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. To take up our cross and to follow Christ means to follow him through the cross to the resurrection. But that happens through the cross, not around it. There's nothing more important in our lives as disciples than this relationship with Jesus Christ. Nothing. And if we don't realize that, we are not yet truly his disciples. There's a reason for that. But first, here's a question for you and me to ponder this morning. Think about this. What if, like Sister Aloysia, this was your last Mass, completely unexpected, you did not know it. Your reception of Holy Communion today was your last communion. How would you and I treat it differently? Would we? Friends, the message of today's gospel is simple. Love for God must come before love for anyone and anything else, period. This is not the attitude of the world, but you and I are not called to reflect the world. We are called to reflect him, Jesus Christ. Taking up our cross to reflect him. And what Jesus is saying is this, that the love that we owe to God and the love that will ultimately fill and fulfill us is far above the love for any of God's creatures that he's made, even love for the most intimate of our relationships. Because you have to love God more than parents or spouse or children and yourself, because we can't understand how to love them if we don't love him first. For God is love. So we have to love love first to know how to love at all. Now, how simple an explanation, but how difficult it is for you and me to live it. Difficult from the worldly perspective, but not impossible. All things are possible with God. All things are possible, and true love for others is possible when we love him first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.